Spring into deals at Lowe's. Shop select 1.5-gallon annuals hanging baskets, 2 for $15, for the perfect addition to Mom's garden. Plus, get 3 free bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil when you buy 3. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/6, excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
How much credence do you put on your feelings and dreams and things like that when you don't have a whole lot of evidence to back them up? But when the feelings and sometimes the dreams are so real, so convincing that you just know there's more to it. That's something that in our next story, the woman has to ask herself. Her and her husband move into a new place. Young couple, starting to get their lives together. But this new place needs a lot of work. It's quite the fixer-upper. In a dream, she sees a horrible image of something that happened in the house. Now, there's no evidence to prove that this actually occurred in the past. But as time goes on into the future, evidence seems to start making itself known. Take a listen. I recently got married. Right before my wedding, my fiancé and I had a sudden change of residence. We've been planning on moving after the wedding and everything had settled, but there was an immediate change in circumstances involving family, so we ended up packing everything into my cranky old Dodge Intrepid one night. The story varies so much from my other experiences. I hope the people who have listened to the show and heard my stories will understand. I was born and raised in the country in a very old-fashioned way, and when I left my parents' home, I was thrust into a new world. The city I moved to seemed very big to me, very noisy, rude, and stinky. I was extremely homesick. I missed the sights and sounds of the country. My fiancé, realizing this, had agreed to fix up an old mobile home on some property owned by our friends in another town. It's a village, not even big enough to qualify for a town. It's a lot of pasture, forest, creeks, farms, my kind of place. There's a post office and a bar on the main road, and that's about it. It's a lot of Mennonite families in the area because of its seclusion and pastoral qualities. The home I moved into had previously been occupied by some very dirty people, apparently. It was nothing short of disgusting when we moved there. I scrubbed carpet for hours on end, spot treating, shampooing, and repeating. I painted the entire house a total of 3 times. I liked it, though, because it was mine, and I had free rein to decorate how I wanted. paint it how I wanted. I didn't have to answer to a landlord. I was staying at my friend's house there on a beautiful ranch while I made our mobile home habitable. I get up every day, put my cleaning supplies in the car, and work until dark at my place. There was a big living room lined with arched windows when you walked in. The kitchen was on the other side. An adjacent hallway led to the middle bathroom. There was a bedroom directly across from that. The back two bedrooms and the other bathroom that joined the master bedroom. The bathrooms had to almost be completely redone because they were so gross. There were even strands of black hair in the middle of the bathtub. One night after working a long day there, I returned to my friend's house, showered thoroughly, and went to bed. I dreamt that night so vividly. I'd gotten up, as I had every day for 2 weeks, put my supplies in my car and driven over to the house. I unlocked it, went inside, and started to scrub the middle bathroom floor. I finished that and was moving on to scrub the bathtub. I pulled open the shower curtain and there was a corpse of a half-naked man with his head severed on his lap lying inside. The head was wrapped in plastic, as was the top half, the torso between the elbows. There was a lot of blood and the smell was terrible. There were also flies. I could not scream. I can't scream in real life when I'm really scared. I just backed away and stumbled out of the house, nauseated, tried to call the police, and I woke up in a panic. The next day, I was very nervous about going over there. I cleaned the bathroom as fast as I possibly could and showered there only once after we moved in because I was so scared to be in there. The bathroom remained unused most of the time unless we had someone over. After we finally got the place cleaned and painted and up to standard, we moved in. After several weeks, the feeling faded. Our wedding was coming up, and my excitement and happiness overshadowed any bad feelings I had. When we returned from our honeymoon, life was peaceful. I'd found a job at the hardware store in the next town. I was working on my music. My husband kept his job in the other town, and we were living like a happily married young couple. It continued this way for a while. One evening, I'd come home from work and gotten in the shower in the master bathroom. It's all the way to the back of the house. We had two dogs, a little schnauzer and a German shepherd. I was washing my hair when I heard the front door open and the dogs went racing into the living room to greet my husband. I heard a male voice and I called out, "Hey babe, I'm here," but got no reply. I rinsed, got out, wrapped a towel around me, and walked down the hall. And much to my surprise, the front door was still locked and Wayne's truck wasn't in the driveway. I sincerely thought I imagined it all. Then one evening, just as Wayne and I were going to bed, we were lying there talking, and he said, "You know, the weirdest thing happened to me the other day. I was in the shower, and I could have sworn I heard you come into the front door. I hollered at you, and you didn't say anything, and when I got out, you weren't home. You weren't even home from work yet." My husband isn't much of a believer. He's one of those people who, even when there is no explanation, has an explanation for everything. So, I related my story to him, and all he said was, "Weird." Some time passes. This summer was one of the hottest summers I can remember in a long time. There was no central heating and air in the trailer. We relied on two air conditioners, one in the bedroom window and one in the living room window. With no trees around our house, it wasn't enough. It was still hotter than Hades out there. I was off to work one day, shut up in the bedroom with the dogs to stay cool, and was watching a movie. It was late afternoon when I heard a crash from the kitchen. I was very startled. I didn't think of it. Maybe an intruder or something. I just jumped off the bed, ran down the hall. There in my kitchen was my flower pot my dad had given me to take home. He had planted some hen and chicks just for me, and I had them on a little bookshelf, which was divided from the kitchen by the table. The pot was smashed into a million pieces. My plants were destroyed. I felt so angry. I couldn't explain it. And there were prints going through the dirt, all the way into the living room. So the only way the pot could have ended up on my kitchen floor was if someone had physically picked it up off the bookshelf, walked all the way around the kitchen table, and thrown it down onto the floor. Then walked through the dirt. So I swept it up, threw it all away, mopped the kitchen, vacuumed the living room. I was very irritated because I liked those cheerful little plants a lot. They were special to me. I locked myself in my room until Wayne came home. I told him, but he shrugged it off. I played music almost every weekend from 8 to midnight or 9 to 1 a.m. Those are a musician's hours. I'd often get off my day job, change quickly, drive straight to my gigs, and not see my husband until the next day or night. I had an all-nighter like this and came dragging home at 3 a.m. I slept late and didn't see Wayne until he came home at about 5 that night. He told me the story. He said he was in our computer room, which is directly opposite our middle bathroom. Our desks faced the door. He was sitting there on our computer, and he said he looked up at the door just in time to see a dark-headed man lean around the open door and look at him, grinning. He leaned back around into the hallway, and it was gone. Wayne was stunned and more than a little freaked out. His story scared me. He'd never make something like this up. He doesn't even like to talk about ghosts. It makes him uncomfortable. Less than a week later, we were in bed, about to go to sleep, when an awful scratching noise roused us out of bed, wide awake. It sounded like it was coming from under the bed. It got worse, and it was like there was a wild cat or something under the bed. Of course, I asked the stupid question, "What is that?" Wayne got the flashlight and looked outside under the house, thinking some animal had gotten under there and was scratching under our floor. Nothing. Not even a possum. It couldn't have possibly been under our bed. You see, because it's solid wood. It's an old waterbed frame. I can't even store anything under it. A few nights after the scratching, I was almost asleep when I heard something I thought was the handle of my purse. My purse has metal rings on the handle, and my dog is found of lying on my purse. I was roused from my sleep, and I reached down to push the dog off my purse, and I felt nothing. I rolled over and watched the doorknob turn, making the same noise I had just heard. The door slowly swung open. As I explained before, it was hot, and we shut and locked the door firmly every night to keep cool air in. I even jiggled it to make sure it wouldn't come open. The door stood open, and I stared into the hallway for what seemed like an eternity. I couldn't see anything because it was pitch black out, but I could feel someone staring back, if that makes any sense. Then after a long time, the door closed and latched. I tried to wake my husband up, but he's a very sound sleeper, so I just huddled as close to him as I could and tried to go to sleep. I was very scared. The night after that, we were sitting in the living room watching a movie when I heard a crash, again from the kitchen. I walked in there, and my prized wine glass was broken into a million tiny shards against the pantry door. My mother gave me the pair as a Christmas present. They were beautiful, the black stems that faded into clear as it reached the cup. Again, I valued them very much. Many of my things were broken during our stay there. Never Wayne's things. I felt as though something there really did not like me and wanted to show me just how much. In August, Wayne had the opportunity to open his own business in the larger town. He asked me to run the office and I agreed. We realized it would cost too much for both of us to make the trip back and forth every day, so we decided it was best to move out. We moved out without incident, leaving only a few things to pick up later. One of those things was our vacuum. One afternoon, I came back to get the vacuum, and I did a walkthrough to make sure that was all, leaving the vacuum by the front door. As I went into the kitchen, I heard an awful loud buzzing noise and smelled this terrible smell. It sounded like 1,000 flies buzzing around. If you ever come upon a dead animal, you know the sound and the smell. I thought, my God, where is that coming from? I looked out the back door and didn't see anything. I opened the refrigerator thinking we had accidentally left something in there, but nothing. I followed the sound down the hallway and could hear the buzzing on the other side of the middle bathroom door. My heart was beating hard and I grabbed the knob and pushed the door open. As soon as the door opened, the sound, which, believe me, was loud, stopped. Like someone pushed a button. There was nothing in there. Nothing out of place. Nothing creepy. Just a weird, rotten smell. I shut the door behind me and got 2 steps away, and the door busted open behind me as if someone kicked it with all their strength. I ran out the door, just barely grabbing the vacuum, and didn't even bother to lock up behind me. I've never peeled out of anywhere so fast, and I haven't been back since. I heard my friend's nephew, his girlfriend, and their baby moved in. All I can say is good luck. Did something terrible happen in the middle bathroom? And it's still there and angry? Is it a demon? I don't really know. I've never had an experience quite like that in my life. I was told recently the people who lived there before us cooked meth there. A lot of bad people hung around. My mom is a spiritual person who's done a lot of research on meth and addiction due to her brother committing suicide under the influence. She says, wherever it's being made, there are terrible things released. I don't know that for a fact. All I know for sure is whatever is there doesn't want to be bothered.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to chumbacasino.com.
Chumbacasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Chumba. Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards. Free shipping with no minimum purchase. Triple points on two purchases and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Big savings are in the air. Don't miss your chance at 15% cash back during Rakuten's Big Give Week. Shop and get rewarded at your favorite stores like Adidas, KitchenAid, Expedia, and hundreds more. So go ahead and refresh your closet, spruce up your home, book that trip, and much more. But 15% cash back is only from May 4th to the 11th. So join now. Go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app and join for free and start saving. That's Rakuten.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards. Free shipping with no minimum purchase. Triple points on two purchases and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? they're also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.